Welcome to the Keynote Podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
Thinking that the words we speak are going to move God to action. What we're actually doing when we pray is taking the words of God, the truth of God, in the power of the Spirit of God, and we are speaking those over and into the situations for which we pray. Instead of praying about a situation, Jesus taught the disciples to address the situation. See, this is what he's talking about when he says, speak to the mountain and command it to be moved. That's not a formula, I speak to this mountain and command it to move in the name of Jesus, because you'll find that kind of prayer totally ineffective. What he's meaning is when you look at that situation, you don't see the mountain, you see the mountain moved. And what you speak, you're speaking into that situation, you're addressing the situation with the supernatural words of God in the supernatural power of God so that something supernaturally takes place in that situation. Now, you don't actually need many words to do that. And Jesus, you know, he rebuked the Pharisees. He said, you think you're going to be heard for your many words. You know, the more words you speak, the more effective your prayer is going to be. But it's not that at all. It's just a question of what you believe. Like, you know, people think, well, if someone's seriously sick or something like that, let's get as many people, hundreds of people, thousands of people praying. That's not going to do the job. It's not the amount of people that are praying, but the faith that is actually being expressed. This is why Jesus said, if you've got faith, you only need two of you to agree. Two of you to look at the situation from Jesus' perspective, understand what he will do supernaturally, agree that, and it will be done by the Father in heaven. Hello? We know all these things, and we say we believe them. Well, if we believe them, we put them to work in our lives so that we see the fruit of them. Amen? So, what a blessed people we are, that God has given us all these riches and all these resources. He is so merciful to us. Every time we sort of stumble and falter in our faith, picks us up, dusts us down, gets us walking back on the narrow way with him, walking in faith with him. He encourages us all the time. He says, come on, get rid of all that silly thinking that undermines faith and be a people who think faith, speak faith, do faith. Amen. Faith is a way of life. Faith isn't something that you sort of bring out of the cupboard when you need it. Oh, and now here's a situation which I can't cope with. I'm taking out my faith. Or here's a situation where something miraculous needs to happen, so I'm going to begin to move by faith. It doesn't work like that. You either walk in faith all the time, you're living in faith, you're thinking faith, you're speaking faith, you're acting faith, or else you are in a difficult situation, because when you have this attitude, right now I've got to take out my faith, it means that you weren't walking in faith at that time, and something's got to happen within you to get you from the place of thinking the natural, speaking the natural, expecting the natural, to a place of faith before anything is going to happen. Whereas if you're walking by faith, then you are anticipating the supernatural all the time. What's the point of praying if we don't think something supernatural is going to happen as a result? We may as well save our breath. So, when Jesus is teaching the disciples the prayer of faith, first thing he says is have faith in God. Now, who is God? Is God natural or is he supernatural? You see, he is the Almighty One. Have faith in the Almighty One, for whom nothing is impossible. So make sure that when you pray, that's where your faith is. I'm now expecting the impossible. You see, what is faith? Faith is the dynamic of God working in us that makes the impossible possible. Hallelujah. You don't need faith for the natural. I take it that you've all cleaned your teeth this morning, but you did not pray and ask for an anointing of faith before you cleaned your teeth. Unless you're super spiritual, in which case, come out here and I'll pray for you. You know how to clean your teeth in the natural. Hello? So you wouldn't sort of, you wouldn't anticipate the need for some miracle to enable you to clean your teeth. So there are all kinds of things which we do naturally. And this is the problem, you see. We do so many things naturally that don't actually need a dynamic of faith that we sometimes put faith in the bottom drawer or in the cupboard, and then we have to take it out and dust it down when we need it. Hallelujah. Now, the scripture says, to every man is given the measure of faith. So God has given you a measure of faith. Now, he authored that because he is the author and perfecter of our faith. So he authored faith in you. He's given you a measure of faith, but he also wants to see that measure increase because he's the perfecter of your faith or the finisher of your faith. Mm-hmm. Now, I'd lived for several years in revival, and I was one day speaking at a big international event, happened to be in Australia. And there was the other speaker, there were two of us speaking on this occasion. The other speakers, I won't mention any names, but was a famous faith preacher from America, probably not the ones that you would immediately think of, but somebody very well known. And I saw in this man a dynamic of faith that I knew I didn't have. Now, I'd already seen, you know, God healing every day and saving people every day and all that. It wasn't that I wasn't in a place of faith. But I realized that he had a measure, a dynamic of faith that I didn't have. Now, when I saw how he actually demonstrated that faith in his ministry, I was really turned off. I was turned off that What I said to the Lord, Lord, I need that kind of faith, but I certainly don't want that kind of ministry. Because, well, there's no, you don't need to know the because. Now, you see, this is the point. When you see something that you know you will benefit from and you don't have, what do you do about it? You see, do you want God to impart that to you? Do you want God to do whatever is necessary so that you then possess that which you see you need? So it wasn't a question of me being negative. I certainly wasn't saying I want that man's faith. I didn't want his faith. I didn't want his ministry. What I wanted was God to work a dynamic of faith that I saw in him that I recognized I didn't have in myself. Now, I won't go through the story of what happened in the next 24 hours, but as a result of that, God imparted to me exactly what I was wanting, what I was praying for, what I was believing for. I need that dynamic of faith. And the next time I ministered, I was ministering from a totally different level of faith. Not in the way that other brother did, but that same dynamic, and I recognized that same dynamic of faith was operating through my life. Now you see, how hungry are you for the things of God? How much do you want Him to work His stuff in you? How determined are you to take hold of the things that God wants you to take hold of? Remember what Paul says to the Philippians, that he was pressing on because he wanted to take hold of everything for which Christ Jesus had taken hold of him. So there's a lot more for you to take hold of. And while you've been here at Rafi, you've been taking hold of more and more stuff, in a sense. But, we can sort of just get into a nice little routine where we're, you know, good things are happening and we're developing and growing. But then God sometimes just brings us up short and says, well, now, come on. I am able to do in you and through you far more than you are seeing now. So it's not a question of what is he going to do about it, but what are you going to do about it to take hold of that for which he's taken hold of you? So in the context that we're speaking, do you want to take hold of that dynamic of faith of which we're speaking? You see, Paul says, doesn't he, that just as God spoke creation into being, just as Jesus spoke and people were healed and the dead were raised and so on, he then says, with that same measure of faith, wait a minute. With that same measure of faith, God has given to each the measure of faith. So what measure of faith do you have? Well, Paul says, with that same measure of faith, we also believe and therefore speak. Hello? That's 2 Corinthians 4, isn't it? Now, when you speak, is something supernatural going to take place as a result? Are you sure and certain of that? Hello? Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain. So, can we understand that God wants us to be in that place where when we speak, we are sure and certain of what is going to happen as a result? Okay, now, are there any conditions to this? Yes. It doesn't mean that we can choose to say whatever we want and speak it into being. You see, what did Jesus say? He said, I speak only the words my Father gives me to speak. Right? So Jesus, of course, always operated perfectly by faith. That's why you see he had perfect results in his ministry to other people. But he was speaking only what the Father gave him to speak. Have you got the point? Yes. See, if the Father gives you something to speak, the Father is going to ensure that it will work. If we speak what the Father gives us to speak, we must be speaking His will over the situation. In other words, He is the author of the prayer, not simply the receiver of it. Hello, 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 hello. And this is why, you see, the scripture says, we do not know how to pray as we ought. And why we're told to pray at all times in the Spirit. Now, why does Paul say these things? Well, you can pray in the natural, but what you pray in the natural may not be what needs to be prayed. It may not be what God wants you to pray. It will certainly, very likely, not be what God is giving you to say. So natural prayers can only have natural answer. In fact, I think to Jesus, it's not real prayer at all, which is why he said, you know, if you pray with faith, or whenever you pray with faith, it will be given you. Because faith is trusting in the supernatural. Yes? So God will show us what to pray. He will give us what to pray, knowing that the whole thing is like a circle. The answer completes the circle. Right? The prayer originates with God. He speaks it into your heart. You pray it over the situation, and then you praise God for the answer. See, the whole thing is like a circle. Everything is focused on the Lord in that situation. Don't get too excited because it's Wednesday. So the potential that is available to us is immense. But it's learning to do things in the Spirit, who is supernatural, than in the natural. So, the Father is never going to inspire faith in the natural. He's only going to inspire faith in Himself, that we trust in Him, in the power of the Spirit, that we trust what He says, we trust in His Word. And whatever He leads us to do by His Spirit is always going to be consistent with His Word, isn't it? It's never going to be a denial of His Word. It's never going to be in contradiction to His Word. So when we operate in faith and pray with faith, we're just operating in the will of God. We're operating in the purposes of God. Are we getting this?
Yes.
So this is very, very exciting. Now, we need to do that over the circumstances in our own lives. And I think you can see that this is why we sometimes get stuck with certain situations. You know, it might be a healing need, it might be something else, and we're praying about it. We're praying about it instead of addressing it. We're talking to the Lord about it. We want the Lord to do something about it. So our focus is really on the problem, on the situation, on the need. You see, Jesus' focus was not on the bread and the fish. The disciples' focus was on the bread and the fish. That's why, you know, they could only think naturally. But Jesus, his focus wasn't on the bread and fish. His focus is what his Father could do about the bread and the fish. Yes. You see, Martha and Mary had their focus on the fact that Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. Now, they knew, well, if only you had been here, it would have been different. And Jesus brings this revelation that he's the revelation and the life, but still Martha and Mary are thinking, okay, he's the resurrection, but, you know, that means our brother Lazarus is now in heaven. They weren't thinking in terms of him being physically raised and restored to life. But Jesus stands before the tomb and he looks up to heaven and he says, Father, I thank you that you've heard me and I know that you always hear me. Why? Because his focus was not on Lazarus. It wasn't on the tomb. It wasn't on a dead body. His focus was on the Father. Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And what does John say? If we know that he hears us, we know that we have received from him whatever we ask, because we obey his commands and do what pleases him. So, see, Jesus was not focusing on the problem, not focusing on the situation. Now, when Jesus was walking on the water, Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water because his eyes were on Jesus. But as soon as he took his eyes off Jesus and he was conscious of the wind and the waves, he began to sink. So it isn't a question of, okay, praying a prayer in the supernatural and then getting back to natural thinking, because that's when you begin to sink. What God wants is actually to teach us to walk on water, not physically, but to see that faith is a walking on water. It's a walking over and above the natural circumstances. It's a walk in the supernatural. Hallelujah. It's a walk in the expectation that God will intervene supernaturally. Now, as you know, I'm writing this book on Reformation, and I could talk to you for hours about what God has said to me about this, and actually the immensity of the task to bring Reformation to the whole church. Because you see, there are vast swathes of the church, of the Lord's orchard, that don't believe that God intervenes supernaturally in response to prayer. They just do not believe that. That prayer is a kind of a routine, a religious routine that you go through. But the reason why so many church-going people don't even pray is because they do not believe that our God intervenes supernaturally. So what's the point of praying? They'll come and knock on your door when they've got a bad problem, you know, somebody's dying of cancer or something like that. But it's just not in their thinking that God will intervene supernaturally. I mean, you might not know it because you haven't, all of you been brought up in traditional churches and or had experience of traditional churches. But what you have to understand is that a lot of people who call themselves Christians and who attend churches believe that what God did is he brought creation into being. He sent Jesus to save us from our sins. And now Jesus has returned to heaven and he's left us to get on with it. Basically, that's what they believe. So you do the best you can. You seek to reform society, you do good works, and you do this, but it's all in the natural. Because God has sort of withdrawn from the situation and left us to get on with it as his church, as his people. Now, you can see that where there's that kind of thinking, mega reformation is needed. But what I'm writing is having to address situations like that. It's not just a question of, of saying, okay, there are some churches that are alive and will really respond to this message. God is concerned about his whole church. God is concerned about all the trees in the orchard. This is why he's telling me, do not address contentious issues. Why? Because what people would do with what I'm writing is they'll just focus on the contentious issues and use that as an excuse to dismiss the whole thing. Just focus on him and on what his desire is for his body. Leave the contentious issues. If people come into the right relationship with God that he wants, he'll deal with the issues. Yes. That sounds, it's not that easy to do when you're actually putting it into practice. But anyway, that's the problem I've got. You can just pray that God will give me the wisdom to get it right. Now, we are not of that kind of thinking. We are a people of faith. This, you are actually sitting in the headquarters of Kingdom Faith. And that means that we have the faith of God's kingdom, heavenly faith, godly faith, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. And we are expecting and anticipating, therefore, that we will see a move of God in Reformation. But, you know, the thing has to begin where we are now, doesn't it? Hello? That what we need to see is God moving in a new way in our lives now. So, by my understanding, we have to go into camp with the faith, therefore with the sureness and certainty that something supernatural will happen in response to our prayer at camp, which will transform the situation in the lives of the people and of all the churches there, that when they leave camp, they will leave with a process of reformation having begun in their lives. And those churches will then move in God's reformation, and from there, the reformation will spread out to many other places and churches. Yeah. That's our expectation. But we can't go into camp saying, okay, we believe that God will do that, unless between now and then, we are moving in faith ourselves, so we can't just sort of switch faith on. Right, it's faith camp. Let's believe now for this miraculous, supernatural outcome. Are you understanding what I'm saying here? God says, okay, begin where you are now. Begin in your own life. Begin in what is happening here corporately amongst you, so that you move into a new dynamic and measure of faith now. I want to further perfect your faith now. God doesn't want us to go into camp hoping that that's what will happen or believing that's what could happen. God wants us all to go into camp, not just me. He wants us all to go into the camp with the absolute assurance and certainty this is what is going to happen. This is what God is going to do. This is going to be the outcome. Now, it's not all about camp, is it? It's about a life of faith. But, you know, there are certain things that God does in our lives, or certain events, certain times, which help us to focus, gives us a focus. Like, for example, if somebody has a disease that is medically terminal, diagnosed over their lives, they've now got a focus. And you can be absolutely sure that they are going to come to a new dynamic of faith because they now have a focus where that faith is absolutely necessary or they're going to die. There's nothing like a situation like that to get you focused. But of course, it's much easier to be focused if you're already focused. If your focus is already on the Lord, you're already walking by faith, some traumatic thing happens, you've already got the dynamic of faith to address that situation. It's more difficult, isn't it, when people are not walking by that faith, and then they have to come to the place of faith before that actual need can become the victory that they need. So, you know, it's so important for us to be anticipating things before they happen. Being in the place of faith so that it doesn't matter what happens, we will address the situation with faith. But sometimes, you see, having a specific focus stirs you, gives you momentum, gives you, if you like, a reason to really move into a new place with God. If you had a terminal disease diagnosed, you would move into a new place with God. I can guarantee that. Because of the urgency of the situation. But if we don't have a focus, we don't have urgency. Focancy. Well, we've just invented a new word. I must be an American. Without focus, we don't have urgency. We just pad along at a nice, sedate pace. But when you've got faith focus, then you know what you've got to do is to achieve that focus. So I believe that what happens between now and Faith Camp amongst us here, and I will be with you in spirit, if not in physically, but whatever is happening wherever we are, because many of you will be going off anyway for 4 or 5 weeks in placements, but wherever we are, we've got this focus. And even in your placement, you're going to have the opportunity to take into different situations, different churches, a measure of faith, a dynamic of faith that many will not have. And it isn't simply that you'll be able to teach them, but you'll be able to give them the example of faith. Remember what it says in Hebrews 13. Remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their lives and imitate their faith. See, this is the point. If you see faith that is of a level, of a measure that you don't have, okay, you say, right, Lord, I need that dynamic of faith. I don't want that person's ministry. I don't have to try to be like anybody else, but I need that dynamic of faith. I need that dynamic of faith to be working in me in the right way for me in order to fulfill the vision and the purpose that you have for me. Because, you know, we're all different, aren't we? And our ministries will be different, our callings will be different, but we all have this same call to be disciples of Jesus, to be those that are walking on the narrow way with him, those that are living by this measure of faith. So, faith is a gift of the Holy Spirit. And because we have the Holy Spirit, the person of God, it's possible for us to see that gift of faith released within us. Now, different people have different understandings of how the spirit of faith operates in people as opposed to just faith in a general sense. And I can't get into all the different theories about that now. But the point is this, that God can gift you by his Spirit to think faith, speak faith, and act in faith, so that faith is your way of life. Now, it's got to be faith working through love. And we talked a lot about love and agape and agapetos in recent weeks. But the subject this morning is not love. The subject is faith. So we don't have to try to say everything in one message. Are you there? So, do you want this measure of faith? Do you want the gift of faith to be operating in your life? It's a different way of life. It's an exciting way of life. You listen to people like Bengt Vedaman and you see, well, there's somebody who's living in the gift of faith. And you see what that is involved. Now, it won't involve you in the same things, same way, because you don't have his call and his ministry, for which you may be very thankful. But the point is, you see, if God releases you in that dynamic of faith, you don't know what God's going to do with you. But I can assure you, you will have a very exciting, exhilarating, and fulfilling life. It will not be boring. It will not be mundane. Right? It will be exciting. Because faith is exciting. Because God is exciting. Huh? God is excited. And if Christians aren't excited, how close are they walking with God? Hello, hello, hello. So, it's not just a question of making you excited, but of being excited because our trust is in the one for whom nothing is ever mundane and boring. Can you imagine being with Jesus and being bored? It's unthinkable, isn't it? So, that's it. The only thing now is, well, what are you going to do about it? See, what's in your heart? What's in your heart now, this moment? Okay, Lord, I need that dynamic of faith. I want you to perfect my faith. I want you to take me to a new place of faith. I want to be in that situation where I think faith, speak faith, and do faith. How will you know when you're there? Well, I don't know that you ever arrive because it's a continuous process. But you will begin to recognize change. The way you think about yourself, the way you think about your situation, the way you think about what God does in your situation, you will certainly speak differently about yourself. You will never, ever say anything negative about yourself. You will never speak anything negative over your life, because you place your life under the words you speak. You will not even say negative things about yourself in jest, joking. Because even things spoken as a joke are still words. You want to speak words of life. You don't want to speak words that are weeds over your life. Amen. So your conversation changes. Your way you speak changes. The way you pray changes. The manner of your prayer changes because you begin to pray with much greater authority, fewer words, but more intent. And even before you pray about a situation, you listen So you're not just praying what you perceive to be the right situation or right resolution of that situation, but you're listening to what God is telling you to pray. I've told you before, you know, when you're leading a prayer meeting, if you're leading a prayer meeting, you never come to lead the meeting and saying, well, there's this situation, let's pray about it and hear what God is saying. You've got to know before you lead the prayer meeting what God is saying. You've got to be able to tell the people, this is what God is saying, this is what we need to believe, this is what he's calling us to believe together about this situation. Otherwise, it's just going to be words, 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 words. And if you say, well, you know, let's hear what God is going to say, you're going to have confusion because all kinds of things could be said. Some things could be from the Lord, some things could be from the soul, some things could be deception, and they're all going to have to be tested anyway. But if you're going to lead, you need to lead, and you lead by example. You lead out of revelation. You lead out of the knowledge of what God is saying about that situation. You need to have something from God before you lead. So if in your placements you're in a situation where you have to lead a prayer meeting, then just bear that in mind and make sure you do the business with God before you come to the meeting so that you know where God wants the prayer to go, what the focus is to be. But you see, what I'm saying about prayer meeting is actually the same about whenever we pray. We need our focus to be on what God is saying and on what God is wanting to do, to the way in which he is saying the situation will be resolved. Right? The world operates by reason. People that just conform to religious functions operate by reason, but we operate by revelation. Revelation means we hear. And what does Scripture say? Faith comes from hearing. Let's all stand. Praise God. We've got a few minutes now to pray. So, have faith in God. Get your focus on him. Don't just tra-la, speak to him now from your heart. Thank him that he is who he is. Hallelujah. And that you live in him and he lives in you. Oh, thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord. You are the mighty one. You are the one for whom nothing is impossible. Thank you, Lord, you have called and chosen each one of us. You have made us your children. Thank you that we have a supernatural birth. Thank you that we have supernatural life. Thank you, Lord, you're teaching us to think supernaturally, to speak supernaturally, to act supernaturally. We give you all the glory, all the honor and praise. We bless your holy name. We praise your holy name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Faith is exciting. A life of faith is exciting because you're such an exciting God. You're such a mighty God. You're such a wonderful God. And I give you all the glory. I give you all the honor. I give you all the praise. I thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. O papari alero bakala sitri sandari alero bakala sitri sand. O papari alero bakala sitri sandari alero bakala sinoma. O papari alero bakala sitri santo. O papari alero bakala sitri santo bakalaria letto bakala sinoma. Yes, 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 yes.
Thank you, Lord. Nothing, nothing, nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. And thank you, Lord, that all things are possible for those who have faith. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. All things, all things are possible. Papara sarabari alero bakala sito di sando ba kala sito di sando. Oh, papara sarabari aleto bakala sino. Nothing is impossible for you. All things are possible for those who have faith. Thank you, Lord, that you have made the impossible possible for us. Hallelujah. Pura la basa tabari alero bakala sito di sandari alero bakala sito di sando. O papare alero bakala sito di sanda bakala sito di sando. O papare alero bakala sito di sando bakala sito ba. O papare alero bakala sito di sando bakatare alero bakala sino ma. O papare alero bakala sito di sato bakala sando ma. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Lord. I praise you, Jesus. I exalt you, Lord. I exalt you, Lord. My God, my Lord, my King. Paralapa satabari alero bakala sita di sandoma. O papari alero bakala sita di sandoma katari alenoma. O papari alero bakala sita di sandoma. Popara satabari alero bakala sita di sandari alero bakala sita di sando. O papari alero bakala sita di sando. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful God. Puri alero makara sotto di santari alero bakala sinoma. O papari alero bakala sita di santoma. O papari alero bakala sita di sandoma. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Pura la basadabari alero bakala sita di sandoma. Thank you that you've called me and each one of us to be a person of faith. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Papara sarabari alero bakala sido barandama. Oh, papari alero ba. Thank you, Lord, for your supernatural presence in my life. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of your supernatural spirit. Thank you that your supernatural kingdom, your supernatural rule and reign is within me, is within my life. And I give you glory. I give you honor and I give you praise. I thank you, Lord, that you want me to have supernatural thoughts, supernatural words, supernatural actions. I praise you. I bless you. I thank you. I don't have to live in the mundane. I don't have to live in the natural. I don't have to live in what is boring. I can live in what is exciting because you're such an exciting God. And I praise you for that, Lord. I bless you. And I exalt your holy name. Porata paria lera bakala sito di sanduma. O paparia lera bakala sito di sandu. O paparia lera bakala sito. Lord, I want that authority that comes with a life of faith. I want that power to be released as a result of a life of faith. I want that gift of the spirit of faith to be operating in my life. And I give you glory. I give you honor and praise. Thank you, Lord, that this is not simply my desire. It's your desire for me, that you want to be the perfecter of my faith. You want to raise me to an entirely new level of faith. You want to release that dynamic of faith. So I think faith and speak faith and act in faith in all times. And I give you glory. I give you honor and praise. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's fill this place with faith. Let's fill this room. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus said, according to your faith, it will be done to you. Oh, Lord, 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 I want that measure of faith. So that the very best will be done for me. The very best, the very best, the very best. I'm not going to settle for second best. I'm not going to be an also-ran. I'm reaching for your best, Lord. I'm reaching out for the dynamic of faith to be operating in my life as it operated in Jesus. Thank you that you have given me the mind of Christ. Thank you that you have given me the spirit of Christ. Thank you that you have given me the words of Christ. Thank you, Lord, that Christ is in me, the hope of glory. And I give you glory. glory. I give you honor and I give you praise. I bless your holy name. I praise your holy name. Porata paria leroba calasitri sandoma. O paparia leroba calasitri santo. O paparia lenoma. Yes, 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 yes. Poparazarabaria leroba calasitri sandoma. Poparazarabaria leroba calasitoma. Lord, I speak your truth over my life. That I am who you say I am. Hallelujah. I am living in Christ and Christ is living in me. I am living in the victorious one. I am being led every day of my life in the triumphant procession of Christ. Oh, I give you glory, Lord. I give you honor. I thank you that I am an overcomer according to your word. Oh, I thank you that it doesn't matter what happens, I overcome in the name of Jesus. I overcome through the life and the power of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that I am not defeated. I am living in your victory. I'm living as an overcomer. And I bless you, and I praise you, and I exalt you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Poralabasarabaria lerobakarasiduri sanduma. O paparia lero bakarasito di sandamarandama. O paparia lero bakarasidoba. Lord, I choose to submit my thinking to your thinking. My mouth to speak your word. Thank you. Say from the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. Lord, I want to speak only that which is good. I want to speak that which is edifying. I want to speak that which is of faith. I want to speak that which is gives life. Oh, I thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I speak with authority. I speak with authority to situations and they will be moved because I believe in my heart that they will be moved. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for answered prayer. I thank you not just for the ability to pray, but I thank you for answered prayer. I thank you for the spirit of faith operating in my prayer life. I thank you for the spirit of faith operating in my speech. I thank you for the spirit of faith operating in my actions. And I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise. I thank you, Lord, for that gift of the spirit of faith. I thank you. I pray for every one of my brothers and sisters in this room. I thank you, Lord, that you desire the spirit of faith to be operating in their lives, that you desire the spirit of faith to be manifested in the kind of people they are, in the way they think and what they speak and what they do. And I give you glory, I give you honor and praise. Thank you, Lord, that you want to lift every one of us from the impossible to the possible. And I give you glory, I give you honor. I thank you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. I bless you, I bless you, I bless you, I bless you. Parazarabaria lero bakalasiteri sandu. O paparia lero bakalasiteri sanduma. O parazarabaria lero bakalasiero bakarasuteri sandu. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Purea lero bakalasiteri sandaria lero bakalasiteri sandu. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Lord. Pura la basarabaria lero bakalasiteri sanduma. O paparia lero bakalasiteri. Thank you, Lord, that you are the one who rewards those who earnestly seek you. Oh, thank you, Lord, that is a reward of faith. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, that those who believe who you are and that you are the one who rewards those who earnestly seek you. And I give you glory, I give you honor and praise. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Pura la basarabaria lero bakalasiteri sanduma. O paparia lero bakalasiteri santo bakataria lero bakalasinama. O paparia lero bakalasiteri santo bakataria leroma. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Pura la basarabaria lero bakalasinama. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, Papa Garazarabaka, just lift your hands to the Lord now. Believe the Holy Spirit to come upon you, the Holy Spirit to be releasing that spirit of faith in your life. Oh, it's not a feeling, it's not an emotion. It's a matter of faith. Lord, I'm looking to you now. I'm believing you to release that spirit of faith in my life. I don't want to just see it in others and not see it operating in my own life. I want to see that spirit of faith operating in my life from this moment in a new way. If it's already operating, I want to see it operating in a new way at a new level. And I praise you, Lord, and I bless you, and I thank you.
I want that spirit of faith to be operating in my thinking, in my speaking, in my actions, in my relationships, in everything that I do. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you for a faith perspective. I thank you for the eyes of faith, that when I see with the eyes of Jesus. I don't look upon the loaves and fishes, but I see what you will do with the loaves and fish. And I give you all the glory and all the honor and praise. I don't look at the tomb, but I see you as the one who raises the dead from the tomb. I don't look upon the sickness, but I see you as the healer of the sickness. And I give you all the glory, all the honor and the praise. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, that although we are weak in ourselves, your grace is sufficient for us, and your power is made perfect in our weakness, because in our weakness, we can trust in you. In our weakness, we can allow the spirit of faith to operate in our lives. And I give you all the glory. I give you all the honor. Thank you, Lord. You're calling every one of us here to get out of the boat and walk on water. Hallelujah. Oh, not physically, Lord, but in the spirit. Thank you, Lord, that we overcome the wind and the waves because we keep our eyes on you. Thank you that we're not going to sink under the pressure of events because our eyes are on you. We fix our eyes on you, the author and perfecter of our faith. And we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. Thank you, 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 Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Come on, stir up that gift within you now. Stir up the gift of faith. Jesus says, whatever you ask in prayer, believe it, you have received it. So stir up that gift of faith now within you. Thank you, Lord. You stir up that faith within me. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to let faith operate in my life in a new way today and every day. Thank you that as we go out into various places in placement, we're going to see faith operating. We're going to see your supernatural activity operating in us and through us. And we give you glory. We give you honor and praise. Thank you for all the fruit that is going to come out of this life of faith. And we praise you. We bless you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of right thinking, faith thinking, right thinking. Oh, the mind of Christ. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Papara, thank you, Lord, that those needs that have persisted in our lives, they're all going to get shifted now, every single one of them. They cannot remain. They cannot remain. We see the answer to those needs. Thank you, Lord, that we're living in the answer. We're not living in the need. We're living in the answer to the need. Thank you that we're not living in any sickness. We're living in the healing of those sickness. Thank you, Lord, that we're living in Christ. We're not living in problems. We're living in Christ. We're not living in failure and defeat. We're living in Christ. We're living in his overcoming life and power. We're living in his triumphant procession. And we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, let's praise him. Let's really praise him. Praise the victorious one. Praise the almighty one. Praise the one who is the great overcomer. Praise the one who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Paparia lero bacala sitri sanduma. Oh, paparia lero bacala sitri sanduma. Oh, paparia lero bacala sitri sanduma. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. This is going to be a good day. Every day is going to be a good day because in all things you will work for our good. Hallelujah. Even when there's adversity, you will be working in those situations for our good because we love you and have been called according to your purpose. Thank you, Lord, that we do not look upon any situation with fear and failure and defeat, but with the eyes of faith, with expectation. Oh, I thank you, Lord. I praise you and I give you all the glory. Thank you, Lord, that we're going to see an amazing move of your Spirit at Faith Camp. But thank you, Lord, we're going to see the Spirit move amazingly long before Faith Camp. He's going to move amazingly in our lives, amazingly here in the college, amazingly in the church, amazingly wherever we go in placement. We're going to see amazing things because you're an amazing God. And our faith is in an amazing God who does amazing things. And we give you all the glory, Lord. We give you all the honor and the praise. We're expecting to be amazed. We're expecting to be awestruck at what we see you do. And we just give you the glory for all these things. We praise your wonderful name. We bless your wonderful name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Hallelujah. Without faith, it is impossible to please God because anyone who comes to him must believe that he is and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. All these people were still living by faith when they died. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, let that be the case for every one of us in this room, that to our dying day, we will be living by faith. To our dying day, we will see you acting naturally and supernaturally in our lives. And we give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Just turn to at least four other people and say, faith is exciting. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So you're allowed to get excited about faith, faith in God. Amen. You're going to have a wonderful day. You're going to have a wonderful week. You're going to have a wonderful month. You're going to have a wonderful season. You're going to have a wonderful year. You're going to have a wonderful life. And you're going to have an even more wonderful eternity. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.